This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got to talk about Juneteenth, where the celebrations are, why we still don't have that a national holiday. We have a lot more updates on coronavirus and places where we are seeing spiking. We have Dr. Fauci say that he doesn't think we're going to need to shut down again. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We'll tell you what he's thinking there. We also say goodbye to Ian Holmes, Bilbo Baggins, and he was in Chariots of Fire. He left us at the age of 88. We have news when it comes to the vaccine. We always have news, and you know whether it's good news or bad news, I don't know. But today I think we have some good news on it. And then, of course, we're taking your questions, your comments, your calls. And we're going to have U.S. Vets represented. It's a charity in throughout the country. And we want to talk about what they do and what how you can help. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it's Father's Day weekend coming up. So funny because, Father's Day weekend, a lot of people kind of forget that it's like the third Sunday of the month. So everybody thought it was supposed to be last weekend. And then somebody got the memo going, no, that's not Father's Day. Father's Day is like the 21st. So even me, I always kind of mix it up. Because, you know, Father's Day for me always came on my birthday or around there. My birthday is June 16th. Yay, happy birthday to me. I still have my little hat and I'm still celebrating. But so Father's Day in my house was not as big a deal as it should have been. Because, I mean, to me, my birthday was, you know, my birthday. My birthday should be a national holiday, which it will be one day, my guess. But Father's Day, a lot of times we kind of miss the mark, people. And this is supposed to be a day where, you know, fathers look forward to. And a lot of times we really, really screw it up. And, you know, I'm not trying to insult anybody or whatever, but, you know, we need to talk honest. Okay? You know, what does the average dad really want on his Sunday? Okay, well, he wants a day off. Father's Day is on a Sunday. I think it started way back in 1910 after Mother's Day had been established. And I think her name was Miss Dodd. I have to look it up. She wanted to honor her father, who was also, I believe, a veteran and, you know, wanted to give, you know, give dad a special day. So the big problem is when it comes to Father's Day, a lot of us, we families, we start to plan all this stuff that dad really doesn't want to do. Okay, well, barbecue. Well, we're going to have barbecue because dad likes barbecued meat. Okay, yeah, dad likes barbecued meat, but he likes to sit there and eat it in his den. He doesn't want to have to always talk to other people. And a lot of times, you know, we bring over the in-laws. You know, so like, okay, well, I got to fight over my dad, and I got to fight over my brothers, because it's Father's Day. So meanwhile, Father's Day starts to be this big, huge barbecue with the in-laws. And how is that his day off? And then, you know, I'm guilty of this, just like a lot of women. You know, honey, I can't lift anything, and I can't clean the grill, and I can't. I know, I play the grill card. I hate setting up for a barbecue. So now my husband has all this work to do, all these chores, all these tasks for a barbecue that he doesn't even want. And then he's got to clean out the backyard, and he's got to spray it down and pick up the dog poop. What am I doing? Well, I'm starting to prepare the meat. And maybe I'm making, you know, cookies, and maybe I'm on the phone inviting as many people as possible to his Father's Day barbecue, and these are people that he doesn't even want to see. So after doing all this, then, right, he tries to sit down and have a beer, you know, and we're like, wait a second, no, don't drink because I need you to watch the kids for a second for me, right? Then he's got to clean it all up. Who cleans up after the barbecue? Usually Dad. Okay, now I need you to put all the lawn furniture back into the garage. I need you to clean this. Oh, the grill's dirty again. Can you clean the grill? Now it's 10 p.m. on Sunday night. You know, he's got to get up early for work like we all do. And his Father's Day is over. So, you know, let's kind of break down what we probably should do for Father's Day, okay? And I know this is going to be very difficult for people to hear, but I've been saying this year after year. If you really want to give Dad, okay, what he wants for Father's Day, give him some peace. Give him some peace and quiet. Let him go poop without somebody banging on the door. You know, maybe take the kids out for a few hours. Let Dad sleep in. If he doesn't want to have a party or a barbecue, fine. You know, maybe he just wants to, you know, watch a movie or porn or whatever. It's Daddy's Day. That's fine. Now, a lot of people are like, well, what do we do? Well, I got to celebrate my dad and, you know, and you got in-laws and all that. Then separate it. Do the in-laws for brunch, okay? You know, or let Daddy sleep in. You take your dad out. Enjoy Daddy Day, whatever, and then the rest of the day is all about hubby, I you know, or your partner or whatever. It happens time and time again. And then gifts, you know, so Mom's like, okay, let's go buy Daddy a gift, you know, so I'm going to be doing that with my kids, you know, we're going to go shopping, and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, let's get him some, you know, cologne or aftershave. Guys don't want to be reminded that they have to shave every day and nick themselves. They don't want to be reminded that they stink, right? And even though they don't, guys don't like cologne. They don't. They want to smell like dudes. They don't want to smell perfumey. But we women always, you know, give them perfume. Tie. Don't buy your dad a tie. Okay? You think the average man likes things around their neck? They don't. You know, yeah, they wear a tie for work, but if you're going to get him a gift, I mean, you know, get him something that you know, he really wants, right? Like, you know, a certain subscription to something, or, you know, maybe, you know, like some of these meat, I should be a dad. Some of these, like, I don't know if it's Omaha Steaks, but some of these places where they send you steak, you know, like every month. Oh my gosh, that to me would be amazing. Or, you know, like these beers. Let's say it's into beers. You know, you could get them a subscription for all these foreign beers that are out there. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, get him what he likes. Get, you know, and it doesn't have to be something fancy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a really cool Lazy Boy chair. It could be, you know, it could be, you know, some comfortable underwear or some sweatpants. All right. But, you know, just rethink it. And whatever you think he's going to want, just do the opposite. And I bet you're going to be right. You hit the mark. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And big thank you to all the daddies out there. Happy Father's Day coming up. Don't forget to tune in and give us your comments and your questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. And Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I'm not very creative. I just kind of use the same handle for it all. So my next guest I'm very, very excited about because this is a foundation that I'm really honored to speak about because it is just, I just love veterans. I just do. And there is the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans Fundraiser that is being put on by U.S. Vets. And we have Shalimar Cabrera to join us to kind of talk about a little bit about this foundation and what they do. Hi, Shalimar. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, So first, tell us about U.S. Vets.
Yeah, U.S. Vets is, we're a national nonprofit organization. But here in Las Vegas is where this fundraiser is benefiting. And in Las Vegas, we're the largest organization providing housing and supportive services to homeless and at-risk veterans and their families. So we provide them with both temporary and permanent housing, as well as workforce development, support, life skills, therapy, counseling. We have an outreach team that visits the streets and the shelters to find homeless veterans who may not know about us, refer them into our program. We're basically providing comprehensive services to help veterans with whatever it is that they need to address the barriers that are keeping them from maintaining permanent housing and independence.
Yeah, I think that's you know, fantastic, and you know, you touched upon something that I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, we have a huge homeless population in Nevada, in California, in I mean, I think every state, you know, is seeing their homeless population rise, and a good number of them are veterans. And you know, can you kind of walk us through what you're seeing most commonly is what ends up happening in terms of, you know, where somebody who comes from, you know, defending our country, sacrificing for our country, and you know, doing all that they do, come back and then end up, you know, unfortunately, you know, becoming homeless. What do you think happens? What are you seeing that happens?
Yes, absolutely. I can share that with you because we know right now, estimated about one in every 10 homeless adults are veterans who have served. We know that the need is greater for veterans. As you were saying, most people may not realize that, but for male veterans, they're 1.5 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And then for female veterans, it's even more staggering. It's 3.6 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And it really speaks to the difficulty in transition from military to civilian life that we have seen with some of our veterans. And that can be a combination of not having employment that, you know, matches maybe what they did in the military, and then having trouble finding that type of employment in the civilian life, and then having to go get retrained, recertified, back to school, and then be able to get, you know, full-time employment. Just underemployment and unemployment, as we've seen over the last few years, has been so difficult, you know, in general. That can also play a part. Lack of affordable housing in our communities is another issue. And then many of our veterans come back from service without a support system, which we know is crucial to helping them to transition successfully into the civilian workforce or civilian life after their military service. And that support system may be that they don't have family, or may possibly family who maybe haven't fully understood the effects of that veteran service. And many of the veterans, you know, may be affected by mental health or medical issues as a result of that service, and it can be very hard for them to connect to the right support to help them. And so that's what we're here for. No matter what the reason why a veteran might become homeless, and there are many, as you said, and many that are specific to veterans, you know, we try to meet that need however we can.
That's amazing. We're talking to Shalimar Cabrera of U.S. Vets. She is the executive director of the Las Vegas, Southern Nevada area. So, you know, tell us about the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans. Yeah. I love that, the Sure Bet. Explain that to us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're calling our fundraiser the Sure Bet because we're raising COVID relief funds right now. You know, we have remained open as an essential service and social services serving our homeless population since the very beginning of the pandemic. We've never closed, but we certainly have changed so many things to keep our veterans and our staff safe, and it's really requiring us to find new financial resources. So we're calling our fundraising campaign the Sure Bet because while things are uncertain right now, while many things were closing, didn't know if they'd reopen, we wanted the community to know we're still the Sure Bet for veterans. We are still here. Our doors are not closed. You know, we recognize that many veterans will be put in a financial hardship because of COVID, and so may need our services for homeless prevention even more than before COVID. So we found it really important to stay open, and although that is taking some financial toll on us, things that we haven't paid for before and done before, we're doing completely different, all with safety in mind to not spread the virus. So we're raising COVID relief funds in that Sure Bet campaign.
And how can people donate?
Thank you. Yeah, it's an online fundraiser, so it's really easy, actually. You visit our fundraising website, which is justgiving.com, /campaign and then /TSB. So that's justgiving.com/campaign/TSB.
And I'll post that. I'll have you forward that, and I'll post that on Twitter and Facebook for you guys. Yeah, and you know, it's online fundraising. It's unfortunately, it's really limited. A lot of what, you know, now with COVID and all that, it's really kind of limited a lot of the events and things we could do. You know, but and I hope I didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were giving the website, and yeah, how else can people help?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I was going to say thank you for posting that, because I know it's a hard one to remember. But you're right. You know, we couldn't put together a live fundraiser right now, which we have experience doing, because obviously people are not gathering and it wouldn't be safe to do that. But we've seen some outpouring of support even online. And so I do hope that folks will visit that website and see how they might give, because at this point, no donation is too small. Even $5 goes a long way. And the great part about it is that our wonderful partners, Credit One Bank, they're matching every dollar that we raise, so
wonderful.
Your donation is automatically doubled by Credit One Bank.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I have a Facebook fundraiser for, it was my birthday fundraiser. We chose U.S. vets this year as our, you know, because we just, I mean, we love them. We know so many who are, you know, at risk and need help. And, you know, that also brings up something. I had a listener ask a while back, you know, why do we not have enough support? And this isn't a question we have to answer, but this is something that does kind of plague us, where, you know, why we don't have enough support for our veterans when they do come back and, you know, after they've served and their families, to the point that many have had to, you know, turn to the streets. You know, it's, you know, there's money out there. There's the VA. There's medical care, but there's just not enough support. It does take organizations like yours, like U.S. Vets, to fill in the gaps.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we agree that nobody who's ever served in our country's military should find themselves homeless and sleeping on the streets that they fought to defend. It's a national tragedy that's still happening. There are solutions for it, and we want people to know that, too. In Southern Nevada alone, we've helped to decrease the number of homeless veterans in our community by 50% over the last 5 years. But our work is not finished until that number is zero, until the sentence doesn't include homeless and veterans together. You know, that's our goal. That's the focus of our work. And I agree with you. There should definitely be more support for our nation's heroes.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. Vets is also, it's national, right? Is it in all 50 states or are there regions?
No. We're not in all 50 states, but we are in the states that typically have the highest homeless veteran population. So we actually have 10 residential cities that we're in 5 states and Washington, D.C. So we have 3 locations in Southern California, ours in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, 2 in Arizona, 2 in Hawaii, 1 in Houston, Texas, and 1 in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Now, here's another question. Obviously, funds are vital. When, you know, Walter Lascano, good friend of mine, you know, he's the permanent housing coordinator. Are there other ways where people could help? I mean, are there, like, rooms, you know, in houses they could offer? Or are there other ways people can help, especially for those who are a little bit short, you know, in terms of funds with everything going on?
Absolutely, yes. Monetary donations are not the only thing that supports our veterans. You know, people donate clothes and food. We don't have our donation process open right now COVID and what we're limited to do. However, we're looking forward to the day we can get back to normal and receiving donations of food, clothing, and that's casual wear as well as workforce wear, suits, ties, work shoes, socks. Right now, while things are closed, many volunteers have been donating homemade masks, which we can give to veterans, which is so important. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to get involved with us.
Oh my gosh.
People will just find us online and check us out.
Absolutely. U.S. Vets, Shalimar Cabrera from U.S. Vets Las Vegas. Thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
No worries. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt. The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA just stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News. The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick. But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
one of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID.
The president's feud with what's been his favorite social media platform heating up again as Twitter has flagged another of his tweets for allegedly manipulating media. It's the third time in recent weeks Twitter has flagged a presidential tweet. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we say goodbye to Ian Holm, star of Lord of the Rings, Aliens, Chariots of Fire, most famous for playing Bilbo Baggins in the first Lord of the Rings trilogy. I believe that was 2000 to 2003. Or 2001 and 2002. And very versatile actor. He died in London at the age of 88. He died peacefully from what we understand in the hospital. It was Parkinson's related. And, he was, one of those actors that, made you smile and was just really, really gifted. And it's, kind of heartbreaking to see, somebody that's kind of in some of your favorite movies. And, it's not easy, especially for somebody like me as I'm getting older, and just having had another birthday, to see stars who, you think are going to be around with you, leave and go off into, another world. We talk about the meaning of life a lot on the show, and I've told you I've figured out the meaning of life, pretty easy. I figured it out last year, and it to me makes a whole lot of sense. And I think the meaning of life is it's a job interview. I think the reason why we have life and we do this is because God's watching us, and when it's time for us to meet our Maker, we have to show what we did on this earth for what he wants us to do up there, and assuming we get to be up there. So it's a job interview. So make the most out of this world. Enjoy your life, because the happier you are, the better you perform. But I look at it as that way. And I'm building my resume. I am building my resume for the afterlife. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook says it had to take down Trump ads because they used a Nazi symbol. Now, I really think it's a far stretch. But apparently there were ads where there was a triangle, kind of like, I don't know, to me it would look like a traffic triangle. But the Anti-Defamation League said that the triangle is practically identical to that used by the Nazi regime to classify political prisoners in concentration camps. And so it looks like a red triangle. I'm not exactly sure what the red triangle was supposed to be for. I think it was supposed to be a symbol. Well, the Trump campaign said the red triangle is a symbol used by Antifa. And so I think what happened is they put that up there to kind of, target them. And, they have been targeted Antifa, which is a far left group that has been accused of helping stir a lot of the riots and a lot of the mayhem that happened during these peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter. And so apparently Facebook, said we removed these posts and ads for violating our policy against organized hate. Our policy prohibits using a banned hate group symbol to identify political prisoners without the context that condemns or discusses the symbol. So the hate group they're referring to wasn't Antifa, but it was Nazis. So that's kind of what's going on there. A upside down red triangle. It's an inverted, ad. I had family that, unfortunately perished during the Holocaust and during Nazi times. I think most of us did, Christians, Jews alike, homosexuals, they purged and cleansed and did, huge atrocities. And they would use badges and things on uniforms. They would use, ink. They would use numbers. They would tattoo. They would use Yud, the Jewish star, and the German word for Jewish to identify this is a Jew. I mean, it was, there were a lot of things, unfortunately, on these, prison camp uniforms and that they used. But I mean, my concern here as, a Jew, as somebody that, really gets frustrated when you hear people accuse other people of Nazism is, the uniform or shall we say the prisoner clothing and things that I guess existed during the Nazi camps. One very notorious were these, pajamas or these, black and white, these striped, pajamas or in hats. And so do we ban any stripe reference? If somebody has stripes, is that Nazism? If somebody has numbers, that are black and white, do we stop using black and white numbers? You know, if somebody has a tattoo, and they go, well, you know, people in Nazi camps had a tattoo, so you have a tattoo. I mean, you know, where does it go? Where does it end? You know, and I understand, you know, you put a swastika up, or, you know, you put a yellow Jewish star. You know, you're directly trying to agitate. But, you know, I just get really, really frustrated at how, you know, people will minimize. They don't realize they're doing that. They think they're being, you know, pro-American sentiment and, you know, helping the Jewish people out and, you know, being very pro, you know, whatever cause of the day. But when you accuse somebody like President Trump or President Obama or whatever of being Hitler-like, you have no idea how insulting and how heartbreaking that is to any of us that survived the Holocaust or had family members that survived the Holocaust or had family members that were completely wiped out. Most of my family was wiped out. And really, you are going to minimize and dilute the atrocity of it all by saying that a man who, you know, is you know, upset about Antifa is the same as somebody who had moms hold their infants and shot through the infant so they could kill both mom and baby with one bullet. You're really going to compare Trump or Obama or anybody, you know, really? Now, mind you, I'm always on the lookout for any sort of history repeating itself, and I will tell you if I think something looks like pre-Nazi era or, you know, something that looks like it could be something that the Nazis would have done and, you know, we're coming into a police state or things like that, I'll be the first to call it. But to when I see people compare acts that are done that are and really try to stretch it for political gain to try to you know attract a Jewish or Catholic or Christian or homosexual audience to go, you see, that's like what Hitler did. You're insulting every Jew, Catholic, Christian, African American, homosexual, anybody who was gypsy, anybody who was killed and persecuted by, the Nazi entity. I mean, look, we're not stupid. Okay? You know, I mean, you know, we know what happened to us. We know. And you trying to say, you see, he's just, it's assuming we're ignorant. We can't be played, people. I mean, you know, when bad things happen to a group, you can't play us. So stop. You know, I'm just very, very frustrated with the way I politics has taken things and you know, just completely, obviously the word is politicized, but sometimes I wish politics didn't exist. I understand politics is the root of our freedom and, you know, how we do need, you know, sides, debating each other and, you know, we want to have the ability to vote and all that. But it's just some of the evil I see when people politicize certain actions and certain movements is so hurtful. And you guys need to just stop it. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for your comments and your questions. One of you let me know that, I guess, in Japan, when you go on a roller coaster, you're not going to be allowed to scream because it could spread the coronavirus. I got to tell you, this, we're going to see some real, real crazy new rules. I scream when I'm on a roller coaster. I don't mean to, but when I'm scared, I really get quiet, you know, so I'll scream if like, I'm laughing or I'm talking or I'm, you know, whatever. And some of the scariest roller coasters, it used to be called Magic Mountain in L.A. Silmar. Oh, it has a V in the word. Why can't I think of it? Anyway, it used to be called Magic Mountain, and now it's called, now it's Six Flags, and those are some of the scariest roller coasters. But when I'm, like, really, really scared, I'm just quiet, and I hold my breath, and I almost pass out. That's some scary stuff where you're, like, hanging upside down, and those are some of the best roller coasters ever, man. Those are scary. I'm getting too old for that. Okay. So, New York City. Their budget, I believe, is supposed to be getting slashed. They've been protested. New York City cops have some of the most dangerous beats in terms of, you know, being shot at and you know, attacked and stabbed and things like that. And so, with everything that's been going on with the protests, there's been rumors that they might strike. And so I guess word on the street is July 4th would be when many of the New York cops decide to sit it out. Just like what happened kind of in Atlanta. In Atlanta, a bunch of cops had called out in protest of some of the charges against the officer, you know, that had shot Rayshon Brooks. But I don't know how many did that. We didn't really get a lot of information. The news really didn't report the numbers. But many Atlanta cops called out. And from what we understand now, the police department in Atlanta is incentivizing, giving cops extra, I think like extra $5,000 in pay because of the risk they're taking. I mean, isn't this kind of interesting? You know, you have people crying for defunding the police. And yet, you have then police departments having to now financially incentivize to keep them. You know, I mean, you see what's going on here? You know, sometimes the more we try to progress, the more we try to fix things, you end up making more of a mess. So now we have New York City, and New York City cops are feeling unloved. And they're saying, forget about it. You know, and so they're probably thinking about this. Now, we're being told, and there's been statements going out of the police department saying, you know, there's no such thing, and, you know, cops are going to be there, it's that not going to happen. But, you know, from what we're getting, there's apparently this plan that July 4th, which is going to be probably one of the craziest days this summer, with fireworks and all that, might not really have a lot of cops on duty. And so if I was in New York City, I would probably be kind of careful because there might be mayhem that day. And, you know, maybe not. And here's the thing. If I was a police department, you got to be really, really careful with that. You know, because, you know, there's that whole boy who cried wolf. You know, if people think there's going to be cops and there's not going to be cops, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, let's lay low July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd, because July 4th, we're going to plan some stuff. And then if the cops actually are there, they're going to be like, wait a second, we could have caused mayhem this whole time. And then July 5th is going to be a bad day. So it'll kind of be interesting to see what happens. But we're seeing pictures and videos of people using illegal fireworks as weapons. I mean, actually shooting illegal fireworks at each other. Now, there's this campaign going across the United States saying, you light it, we write it. Basically, if you get caught with an illegal firework, you're in trouble. And you're going to be fined, I think, anywhere from $500 to $2,500, depending on where you live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's really, really interesting, you know, because I have dogs and cats and all that, and they hear stuff that I don't. So while I'm watching TV or I'm writing an article or whatever, all of a sudden you hear cracks, right? You know, and pops, and I can't reproduce the sound. And it's, you know, like April 20th, right? And we're in lockdown. I'm like, what? You know, I always double check. I go, is it July 4th? You know, am I missing? Because I love fireworks. And I love going out to fireworks. And I am hearing fireworks every night where I live. Now, it's because Vegas is kind of like a bowl. where you have the center of the city that has all the center of the city, and it still remains roughly the center, has the strip and the resort corridor, and then the city keeps growing around it. You know how like a tree keeps growing those lines, and that's how you age a tree, by counting the lines? Las Vegas does that, where it keeps growing out, and it keeps growing out fairly equidistantly using that center point, you know, of the strip. And so it's desert, so we keep expanding out into the desert. So people go out into the desert, and then they light fireworks. The problem is we do have shrubbery, we do have plants, and the higher the desert, the more there's trees. And, you know, we really don't want to start the fires and the wildfires, and this is wildfire season. California always seems to get a fire this time of year. Look at what's happening in Arizona. So the authorities are trying to be preemptive and try to stop firework use. And it's, you know, we got so much on our plate right now. You know, we got the economy, we got COVID, we got protests, we got, you know, just people still not getting unemployment insurance. And, you know, now the big issue is illegal fireworks. You know, I mean, really, do you want to, after everything we've been through, really want to go to jail or be fined because you got caught? What are those, Roman candles? And I don't even know all the names of the fireworks. Really, people? And then, honestly, they're using them as weapons in New York City, you know? Makes no sense. But, you know, going back to these police officers and what's happening, and you know, you see, like I said, in, you know, Atlanta, they're trying to incentivize cops. You know, with New York, you know, there's all these threats of budget cuts, and there's going to be some big decisions being made when it comes to law enforcement and how our cities are being policed. And I think, you know, from what I'm picking up when I interview people and I try to get the lay of the land, is I think a lot of the entities that are running things don't know what the hell they're doing. And I think a lot of law enforcement is thinking, you know, should we just take a step back? And they think the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Should we just take a step back and let them look and peer over the fence and see what happens if we take one day off or 1 week off or 1 month off? You know, I haven't seen an infographic, but I'm sure it's going to come, where somebody is going to show what millions or billions of dollars, you know, being defunded from law enforcement would look like. Now, I mean, mind you, you know, I get it. People are really, really upset, you know, with you know, how, you know, inmates are treated and how, you know, people are, you know, subdued and restrained and chokeholds and all that. So police reform is coming. And the funny thing is there's a lot of law enforcement that are for some of these reform measures. But when you start saying, let's just fire them and let's just not give them money and let's cut their shifts and cut their pay and, you know, make them liable, you know, if they try to defend, you know, themselves or do their job or second guess or whatever. I mean, you know, at some point, many of these officers are going to say, to heck with this. We're, you know, hearing a lot of rumblings of people saying, I'm going to take early retirement. I'm done. It's not the same. And I told you that's what happened in medicine. A lot of doctors after Obamacare said, you know what, we're out. It's you know what, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I pledged my life. I'm putting my life on the line. And, you know, this is how people are treated in medicine. We're out. And so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of law enforcement does that. How is Chaz going, or CHOP in Seattle? We're seeing things on social media where people are getting robbed. It doesn't seem to be that utopia that it was supposed to be. And, you know, and mind you, I'm all always an advocate of, you know, doctors helping kind of, you know, police themselves and, you know, cops, you know, let those of us who are in the industry help make reform. But I think we have a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, and they're the ones making the reform. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.